Why is it that when we think about the past, we think about the past with all of the apparent limitations that the past knew? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. Why do we think of the past with all its apparent limitations? Now, I said to Ellen, Ellen, you gave your mother a piano for Christmas and your sister a typewriter for Christmas. And how did they like them? And Ellen says, wow, did they like them? My mother just played up a storm and my sister just typed up a storm. They both were delighted with the typewriter and the piano beyond all measure. And I said, Ellen, you know that's a lie. Your mother didn't play the piano because nobody would deliver it. It stayed in the warehouse for about 6 months after it was supposed to be delivered to the house. And your sister's typewriter, she forgot to buy a ribbon, or you forgot to send a ribbon along with it. So she had a typewriter with no ribbon, you know, couldn't play with it, you know. And so you're telling a story to say that they loved it so much. Well, they did. They loved it. Every time I talked to my mother or my sister, they would always say to me, oh, yes, it's such a wonderful thought of yours. You know, you are so generous. You are so thoughtful to do that. You know, they didn't say, it's not home yet. I haven't received it yet. It's in the warehouse or what have you. Or I forgot to get a ribbon for it, you know, 10 years later. And you don't say that. Now, how did your mother like the typewriter and the computer and the piano, whatever she got? How would she like it? Now, it's up to you. You know? If you're a little boy or a little girl, I guess it'd be better if Sylvia, Ellen were a little girl. If you were a little girl, Ellen, and you were just 2 or 3 years old, and you came walking up the garden path, and you reached down and grabbed a flower that you thought was pretty, or not, even that you just thought was a flower, you just grabbed it, pulled it out by the roots, and you bring it to your mom and say, Mommy, this is for you. And Mommy says, my prize, my prize. And you think she's talking about you. And you say, I'm all right, Mommy, I'm all right. No, my flower, I'm all right, Mommy, I'm your prize, you know. And the little girl has no idea she has offended you in any way by pulling out your prize flower. And so you finally look at her and you say, all she meant to do was to tell me how much she loved me. And how can I fault that? How can I say that's bad? Now, how can you say it's bad? But you do, and it's stupid. We do that. Now, the same thing goes with every single thing in our life. Everything in our life is whatever we call it. Name it and claim it. Your little girl, she's the most rotten little girl in the whole world all of her life. You tell her you're rotten, you're rotten, you're rotten because she pulled those flowers out, and you'll have a rotten little girl. You will. And she will do rotten, more rotten things than you ever imagined because you're planting that seed in her, and that's what she is. Now, all you have to do is you wake up to the fact that she meant good. She meant that as a great gift for you, a great honor. And you had to put a different label on it. My prize petunia, you know? And she says, Mommy, this is for you. Yeah, I know it's for me. I planted the thing. I paid $12 for the root for it. And you pulled it out. And she says, Mommy, it's for you. I love you, Mommy. And if you stay mad, which I don't think any human being could possibly do, but if you stay angry at the child for doing that, you're dead. The relationship between you and that child is dead. That child is dead for the world. Everything is, it will just go from there on down. Can you imagine how innocently parents do these things with their children as they're growing up? When the children are naughty, doing something they shouldn't do. Now the little boy gets in the car and he's twisting the steering wheel. I'm driving, you know. And he's kicking his feet like his mommy and daddy kicked their feet at the floor, you know. And then accidentally he kicks the brake release pedal. And the car rolls down the driveway backwards out into the street. And mommy sees it happening and she's like, oh my God, my God, my God, you know. And the car runs out. And then the neighbor lady comes out. And the neighbor lady sees it, and the neighbor lady closes her eyes and says, I surround that car with my pure white light of love. All is in divine order. All is peace. And the car bumps into the pile of garbage cans at the edge of the road, you know, before it goes on the street, and stops. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Before anything can happen. It wasn't going that fast. Just rolling down this little incline and going towards the street. And mother, oh, you terrible little boy, you terrible little boy, playing in the car and kicking loose the brake pedal. He didn't do anything on purpose. He just did what he saw Daddy and Mommy doing. And do you think that Daddy and Mommy explained what they were doing to him? He's only 2 or 3 years old. He's too young to know. He's never too young to know. Never too young. So if the parents could have explained to him, he would never have done that. Or maybe if he did it, he would have done it more definitely. But you see, we do these things, and we put these blocks, we put these abuses, if you will, psychological abuses into our children that destroy them for life, and destroy us, and destroy our relationship with them. And that goes way back for nothing, for just what ordinary kids would do. Creative, interested, you know, curious kids. And we get so upset about it. And so we get so irritated. And that irritation comes through as a lack of trust, a lack of love, a lack of belief, and lack of love. Oh my goodness. When that lack of love is there, the relationship between the parent and the child is lost. And it'll never come back. Never. Because if the parent can for one instant think that their child could do anything naughty, could do anything contrary to their highest good, the parent doesn't love the child. You say, oh, blah, 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 blah. No, the parent doesn't love the child. I told you the story about the man in Nebraska yesterday who had 11 kids, and he gave 10 away to the court, just gave them away, including a newborn baby. Just gave them away to the court and kept at home the 18-year-old girl after his wife had died. Now, just gave them away. I mean, it's unthinkable. And no human being could do that, much less a father, you know, that was living with these children for all these years. You know, it's unbelievable. But yet, it's done. So, who is to say that one spark of lack of love goes with us all of our life? Now, if we have ever done anything that showed a lack of real love for ourselves or our world, can we ever remedy the situation and the idea? And the statement is no. There is no salvation. There is no forgiveness. There is nothing. What is there?
New cause in motion.
Planning a new cause in motion. And the old cause is, oh, I'm not worth it. Oh, I'm terrible. I did this. And the new cause is, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I do everything right. I'm always considerate. I'm always loving. Now, do you think that could happen?
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. But not if you're going to keep on bringing up the bad thoughts, bringing up the problem, bringing up...
Past.
Let's call it barfing or pre-digested food and all that kind of stuff. Don't bring it up. Let it go. Let it go. Let the past be past. Now, how do I bring up only the present? Ellen, how do I bring up only the present?
I like me.
How do I bring up only the present?
By thinking in the present.
By thinking I like me in the present. That's how you bring up the present. By thinking I like me in the present. There's no remembrances. Well, Herb, you tell us you used to make things at home and you used to do these things when you were a kid. There's no remembrances. I have no good or bad feelings about any of those things. Now, I broke my leg about 5 times when I was a kid, you know, really got out there and had fun. And cars would come down the road there and didn't see me. I was the last one trailing along, and bloop, up I'd fly through the front windshield into the back seat, and they'd drive me to the hospital and fix me up and pick the glass out of me. But do I remember the pain? I have no idea. Do I remember the hurt? No idea. Do I remember the fright? No idea. Do I remember anything other than later being in bed with casts on my legs? And that I don't really remember either. They told me about it. With casts on my legs, having a box of chocolate-covered cherries sitting on my lap in bed, eating them and getting chocolate and cherry juice over everything. And my sister said, "We got to clean that up." That I don't remember either. They told me that. But I do remember eating the chocolate-covered cherries. I do remember that nice stuff, you know. I do remember that. And we do remember those nice things. And that's not bad. That's good stuff to remember. But not that we want to get there in that same condition, but only that we release the past and its yeses and nos, positives and negatives, and live in the present. So, what do?
Live in the present, live in the now.
We live in the now, in the present. And how do we live in the present?
I like me.
Be
myself and fun.
Now, if you're going to rewrite all these little phrases that I give you, you're going to have trouble, because then you'll get confused. When I say 2 times 2 is 4, don't say 2 plus 2 is 4 and 2 times 2 or 3 times or 4 times 1 is 4. Don't do it. What should you do? 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 4. 2 times 2 is 100 million zillion times. And then you'll have the entire mathematical theory, not because you didn't know it, but because you blocked it. Mm-hmm. And you have unblocked it by saying 2 times 2 is 4. And you don't care about the rest of the numbers. You will know them, but you don't care. You already know them. But when you say 2 times 2 is 4, you know that 2 times 2 is 4. I'm so smart, you know. And yeah, you're so smart. You know what that sort of attitude does? It builds in you the consciousness that you do know. Now, we have a past, all of us. And that past can be good or bad, useful or not useful. It depends on you. And I would like it to be that you have a past that says, "I live in the present. I live in the now. And all is good and very good." But that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. It's all that matters. So, get in there and have fun. Because that's really all that matters. And I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.